Bocha to Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Sha'akol Nehyeh Bedvarei. Okay, we're going to learn today about the tziruf for Ma'aseh u'Behemah. So we'll go to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says like this: Ma'aseh u'Behemah mitztarif kimloy regel behemah roye. Ma'aseh u'Behemah dech mitztarif kimloy behemah roye. So the Rashi here brings down two pshatim. It's basically telling us what the distance has to be between the 10 behemoths. So the distance is kimaloi behemah roya. So the question is roya going on the shepherd or is roya going on the animal? So Rashi brings down two pirushim. First pshat, he says, kifi shir sha behemah misrachekes voileches kishi roya. Dainu tezayin milin. So according to that gils, it's not even a gils because it's the same word really in the Mishnah. It would make a difference if you read it as roya or roya. Roya would mean it's as far as the behemoth would distance itself from the shepherd. Lishnachini kafim masha behemis rechoyko izu mizu. So really looking at the shepherd rather than the cattle themselves. Seems to be just really not an afkamin in halacha. Seems to be just a shaila how to read the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah mean the shid? It's the same distance. It's the same 16 mil that we're going to learn. It's only a question, is it talking about the behemoth? Is it talking about the shepherd? But we'll see, there may be a more yesodistic issue here, may be more foundational. So the Mishnah says, Hoyu bein elu le'elu l'hamed beiz mil. The way the Gemara learns this, if there's 32 mil or more, there's no way to be mitzaref. Ain't mitzaref. Then they're not mitzaref. Hoyu le be'emtza. If he had in the middle other behemoths, maybe you ma'aslam be'emtza. You bring them in the middle, and then it's ma'asa, meaning the ones in the middle connect, simply reading the Mishnah, they connect the two outside ones. The ones in the middle connect the two outside ones. Rabbi Yehemel, ha'yaldein mafsik l'maisa behena. This we'll see in the Gemara, heals the yaldein is mafsik for ma'asa behena. Okay. So right away the Chazon Ish comes and he again inserts his yesod that Ma'aseh Behem is obviously an obligation because if it's a Rishus, what does it mean mitzaref? The whole concept, what does it mean? What does it mean mitzaref? You don't have to do it. Monashach. If you want to do it, you could go and take your behemoths from two sides of Eretz Yisrael. If you want to. And if you don't want to, so don't, even if they're together. So therefore, the Chazon Ish establishes again that this is a raya, that Ma'aseh Behemah is an obligation, not a rishus. If you look at the Lashon HaRambam here, the Rambam says it clearly. Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Einoi tzorich letzarif kol behemah shenol da birshusei ledir echot. So the way the Chazon Ish reads this Rambam, it's any tzorich letzarev is that's cool for the din, meaning I don't have to bring them. If I want to, I can, because there's no choivet to be mitzarev behemoths that are so far apart. But how you like chamishet lom v'yushalayim? So the way the Rambam would read that, the way the Chazon Ish would read this Rambam, is that if there's 16 mil between them, then you are obligated to bring them together. When is Ein Chayovim? When are you not Chayev? If it's Akko in Yerushalayim. Right? But if it's and that's the definition of an Eidel. But if it's an Eidel, what's an Eidel? 16 mil. Then you chayev to be masa. Point of the Chazanish is that if you're going to tell me there's no obligation at all, so there will be no difference between Tziruf and Atziruf. It will be an irrelevant point. Now again, in the Rambam it's not necessarily Muchach, but I'm just saying this is the way the Chazanish would read the Rambam. The way the Chazanish would read the Rambam is the... And the, it's interesting that the Kesef Mishnah seems to bring the same raya as a Chazanish. Because when it says, Ein Tzorach Letzayev Kol Behema, he says, Nilma Mimasha Yovei Besomuch. What does he mean by that, the Kesef Mishnah? L'chayr, what the Kesef Mishnah means is that without the din of the Mishnah, then it would be Tzorach. You follow? In other words, the Rambam says you don't have to take the animals from across Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to go from Yerushalayim to Akrei. Right? But, the Rambam says, but what is Mitztarif? 16 mil. This is the Rambam. Comes the Chazanish, and the Chazanish says the fact that 16 mil is Mitztarif shows that it's a Choyva. Because if it would be a Rishus, then there would be no such thing as 16 mil. There's obligation, you're never obligated. And allowed, you're always allowed to. If a guy's a tzaddik, he's a chosid, he wants to take a cattle vehicle and transport from across Eretz Yisrael to get all of his, he has one in each location. He wants to gather them together to be Mekayim Ma'aseh Behemah. Rishus Biyada, he can make it into one Eder if he wants. So L'chayr, that's what the Chazanish means when he says, the Rambam says, in Tzorech La'aseh, says the Kesef Mishnah, Nilmad Mimashiyah, it's just a couple of words. What does he want with that? The way I would read the Kesef Mishnah is he's trying to say, what's he trying to add? He's trying to say that without this din, then you'd even have a chiyuv to do it across the whole Eretz Yisrael. Or maybe beyond. If the old Ma'aseh of Behemah is Neig B'chutz La'aretz. But you'd have a chiyuv to have. Al Kuponim, it seems to be a proof to the Chazanish, it seems to be, that there's a mitzvah chiyuvus. That's what it seems to be. Okay. Let's go on in the Gemara. We're going to have a little bit of a problem in Pashup Shat in the Gemara here. The Gemara says like this. How do we know this shear of 16 mil? Where do we get it from? Omar Rabba Bar Shile, Domar Kho, Oy Tavon Hatzain Al Yedei Moine. Okay, the Pasuk in Yumi is saying, Oy Tavon Hatzain Al Yedei Moine. Which means the cattle have to go and be counted through a counter. And the mele the kimlu l'rabbonon the shitzim mil sholta b'hena d'roya up to 16 mil d'roya could see. Now this is first of all this is all seems to be proof to the second pshat in Rashi, because Rashi brought two pshatim in roya. One pshat is it's how far the cattle distance themselves, and then he brings. And then he brings down the second pshat that is going by the shepherd himself. The Gemara, when the Gemara says Minani Mili, the Gemara is totally basing it on the shepherd, right? The one who's counting. Al Yidei Oy Tavon Atzayin Al Yidei Moine V'Kimu Abon and Shitzer Mil Sholta Ba'ena D'Raya. They were surely talking about the shepherd. So you have to know how that fits with the other Mandoama. But what's further difficult to understand here is that L'Chayra. 16 mil, you can't count the behemoths in 16 mil. Maybe you could see the cattle. You can't count them individually. And really, this is Bechlala problem. Because L'chaira, if the shepherd could see 16 mil, and that's what it's all based on, which is the simple reading of our Gemara, which is in order for something to be called an Eder, in Halacha, it has to be Moine. That's what we learn out of this Pasuk. We learn out of this Pasuk that an Eder is this sight distance of the Roya. Yeah? So, and what's the reason why if you have 5 and 5, and then in the middle you have whatever, we'll see, 105 in the middle, why does that become now Chayev? Because now we look at it like the shepherd's in the middle. That's the Pashup Shat, right? Now we look at it like the shepherd's in the middle. In fact, the Gemara brings down that maybe even if he left his dog in the middle, and maybe if he left his sack in the middle, as long as there's something connecting the roya to the middle, so it's chayev. So many ask, Rabbi Yosef Engel asked this in his tshuvas, Why do we look at the shepherd ever like he's not in the middle? You should always look at the shepherd in the middle. So in other words, why is the shear 16 mil? The shear should be 32 mil. 16 in each direction, which is precisely what we do. Look how the Gemara reads. Hoyu ben elu le'elu shloish mishtayim mil, ein mitzdaf, the Mishnah says. Then it's not mitzdaf. The Gemara says, why not? Shloish mishtayim u'dein mitzdaf, and abotsam achim mitzdaf, and achtoni shishas mil tfeiloi. We learned in the ratio only 16 mil. Where do you get 32 mil? If them meant for the Gemara, shouldn't the Kabbalah must be safe, are you like behemsa, maybe maslim behemsa? Since we find that there's a din of tziruf if you have behemis in the middle. Memela, that's only up to 32 mil. Meaning, if you have behemis in the middle, then you talk, I have 32 mil. Why? Because then we look at it, the lawyer's in the middle. And he could see 16 mil. So you see 16 this way, you see 16 that way. And in fact, according to Shmuel the Chzirah, let's see what the Hemshech HaGemara. The Gemara says, V'kame. How many animals do you need in the middle in order to be mitzarev? The animals on the sides. Says the Gemara, Marav, Chomesh. You need five, and five. Chomesh kan, and Chomesh bams. And Mele, obviously it's Lav Dafko of this. So the point of the Gemara is, according to Rav, is you need a shear that's chayiv in Maiso Behemah. Meaning, the only way to be mitzaref, the ones in the middle with the ones on the side, is if the one in the middle can be connected to either side and be chayiv in Maiso. So if you have 7 and 3, 9 and 1, it wouldn't make a difference. The point is that according to Rav, they only get united, all of them only get united, if from the center to each end, there's already a shear Maiso Behemah. No. Meaning, according to Rav, you need to have a shear of tziruf in order to take the middle guy and to put him here. You're not counting him yet. You're just using him for a tziruf. You're not counting him yet. If you're going to count him, it's something else. You're not counting him. That we'll see. That's very important to understand in the sugya. There's two steps in the sugya. There's step number one is you're chayiv to count. Step number two, the actual counting. So that, Yehuda's 100% right, you can't use the middle guys and count them with each outside, you can't. But, in order for the middle guy to mitzar, according to Rav, to be mitzar of the fellows on the side, he has to be able to look in each direction and say, okay, between us there's a chiv ma'aser behem. Okay, now you're connected to me. Turn the other way. Okay, between you and us, there's a chiv ma'aser behem. That's the only way. Oh, without that, it can't be mitzvah. You don't need there should be 10 on each side that you don't need, but you do need that there should be a shani according to Rav. Unclear why it should be that way, but that's what he says. That's Rav. Hani chomish chazil hocha, v'chazil hocha. And in each direction, there'll be chayiv in ma'aseres. That's the one. Okay. Shmuel Amar, Afilu Chomesh Mikan, V'Chomesh Mikan, V'Echad Be'emtza, that's enough. Chazion L'Roye Kaman, D'Koy Hocho, V'Karina Be'Moyna. The whole source is coming from the Pasuk in Yumiya, that you need somebody to be able to count. You have a Roye? You have a guy? We look at him like he's in the middle, because there's a behemoth here in the middle. So we place him where the behemoth is, and he could see 16 mil this way and 16 mil that way. And the connection between all of them is that there's a lawyer who sees all of them. So we don't need it to be chayiv. Okay? The Sfarad is nice and like that. The Sfarad is nice and like that.
Why do you need
the behemoth? Oh! The Gemara says you don't need a behemoth according to Shmuel. According to Rav, you need a behemoth because the tziruf is ma'aser behemoth they could tziruf. Says the Gemara, may say, so here you have right under 32 mil between the two. Ein mitzdarf is the takana mitzdarf. Because there's 32 mil between them. But here the chmashma, that even if you have any amount in the middle, it's mitzdarf. That's the rakash on Rav. That's the Gemara's kasha on Rav. Says the Gemara kasha on Rav. So the Gemara says like this: Shmuel is matara tali be the Rav. Ve'echad be'emta chazin lo'i command the koi hocha. Karina be'moyne. The meis ve'echa. Hoicham ve'ev v'chomish be'kam v'kasan he'mit starfois. Atchei le'echa b'tzipoi. Tegin shmuel be the Rav. Show you tishamikam v'tishamikam v'achas be'emta. So the Torah comes out like this. According to Rav, the only way to connect the whole corral together, the only way to make it one Eder, is if you take the outside one and the middle one and you have a Chiyuv Maisa. And the same the other way around, you have a Chiyuv Maisa. Right, that's Rav. So according to Rav, there's almost like a Lamdasha connection. According to Shmuel, it's not a Lamdasha connection. It's a Roya. And the one in the middle is just putting the shepherd there. The one in the Roya is just a way of moving the shepherd over. We take the shepherd and we move him to where the cattle is. Sad. And that, basically, the shepherd is associated to where the cattle is. So if there's a cattle in the middle, he's associated to that cattle. So Gemara says, according to Rav, Enechlami, Amra Pope, Uli Shmuel, Afilu Roya Mitzalfon, Afilu Kalev Shul Roya Mitzalfon. And Roya Vashi, Ravashi is a Shaila, Afilu Kalba the Roya. Maybe even the dog of the Roya. The only reason why not is keeping the kol leva also loy mitzdaf with the loy also you mitzach lemez lasu you take. So it comes out from the Gemara Lachaira that there's, according to Rav, we need a meiser behemadic obligation to connect them. And according to Shmuel, it's just a mitzvah putting the Roya there. That's Lachaira. But the truth is that even according to Rav, you have to say that it's not the actual Chiyuv Maisa Behemah, because if it would be, then you would need 20. Because on that, Yehud is right. You can't say there's no Chiyuv Maisa Behemah on both sides. Right? So for some reason, Rav has this middle view that it has to be sort of Roy to be Mechayiv Maisa Behemah. But we'll see that's not so pashut. We have to know why that is. Shmuel is very simple, Svara. Shmuel is saying, we need to know where the Roya is standing. From wherever the Roya is standing, we have 16 mil. Right? So if you have a behemoth in the middle, we put the Roya over there. Basically, we place the Roya where he will have the maximum vision. Of what's going on here. And if in his maximum vision he could see all of the cattle, he's a mitzahav. That's Shmuel. So obviously the problem is, according to Shmuel, why do you need anything there? Just put him there. Not only that, what? Forget shliach. All I'm saying is a simple thing. Why are we putting the Roya in a place where he has the least vision, which is what we're doing? We're putting him at the end and saying, okay, you can only see 16 mil, right? And therefore, if there's behemoth spread over 20 mil, it doesn't count, because we look at him like he's at the end. Look at him like he's in the middle. Why are you minimizing the chiyuv maisa of behemoth? Maximize it. I'm asking you a simple thing. You have behemoths along 20 mil. Straight along. Spread over evenly, beautifully. You have 10 behemoths spread over 20 mil. Look at him like he's in the middle. Everything should be chayav. Why not? Makes no sense. If he takes his hat and he puts it somewhere, we go, oh, the hat, okay. We got a way to make a Chiyuv Maisa Behemah. Pull him to the hat. What does he need a hat? Put him there. Put him in the middle. You're basically taking the Roya, you're looking at him ki'ilu. He's on the furthest point. Right? That's what you... First of all, Avadim and Shiloh, where is the Roya? Where is Itaka standing? We're basically playing games with him. You're here, you're there. Where is he? Where is he, Bechlal? For some reason, we look at the Roya as though he's in the furthest spot, and this is all he could see. That's But that's if he doesn't put his hat in the middle. But if his hat's in the middle, yemus doch yebitz tarif. It's a pella. Mamish a pella. Okay, again, we need a better handle on Rav too. We need a better handle on both shittas. In this regard, Rav is a little better, because I understand Rav. Rav basically says, we never look at the lawyer like he's in the middle. We always need to look at the cattle, have a tzira from the cattle. The cattle have to be within 16 mil in order for it to be a chiyuv ma'aseh behem. And if there's no 10 in 16 mil, potter for ma'aseh behem. So Rav at least is consistent. 16 mil is almost like halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Even though from the Gemara it sounds like it's based on Roya. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. But shayna, look at it like halacha l'moshe m'sinai. 16 mil is mitzarev. So any animals that you have within 16 mil are mitzarev. So if you have 10 and 16 mil, then it's tarif. You have 10 and 16 mil, then it's tarif. Now you have, altogether, you have a chiyuv ma'aser behema. And now, what will be nafkamina la'alocha? Those five have to wait. But that's mukach and Rashi. Because Rashi says that if it's not perfectly in the middle, let's say the one in the middle is closer to one side than the other, then it's mitzarif with that group. Okay? And the other group doesn't have to wait. They can just, you can do whatever you want with them. So it sounds like from Rashi, that when we're mitzaref everybody together, they become chayef to wait. These five on this end, even though you're not bringing them now for ma'aser behemah, because you can't bring, you only have altogether 15 behemahs. So you can't bring two ma'aser behemahs. You have 15 sach hakol. So what are you doing? You're being mitzaref to one in the middle with this side, and you're being mitzarev to the ones in the middle with that side. So now you have to wait. The ones on the side that you're not going to, they have to sit there and wait pretty for you to get another five in order to be mafresh ma'aseh, because they already became chayiv in ma'aseh behem, by the fact that they were in proximity of ma'aseh behem. So that sheet also needs clarity, but at least we have a geder hadavar. According to Shmuel, it's very strange. Now the Tefelis Yisrael by us says a tremendous chiddush. He seems to say, in fact, that my kasha is takar teretz, which means we do look at the shepherd like he's in the middle. And he learns that the distance that a shepherd could see is 8, not 16. And the whole concept of 16 is based on 8 and 8, which doesn't seem to flow with our Gemara in any stretch, but that's what he says. And in fact, the Moshe Feinstein, the Chetzadik Levorach and Igus Moshe, in Hilchas Kriya, Chelo Gimel and Arachayim, we're talking about it in Kriya of where you rise Kriya from Harat Seifim, from here. So, Moshe Feinstein says, Klar, that the shear of Roya is 8 mil. And he quotes the Tiferes Yisrael. Ignores our Gemara. Tiferes Yisrael seems to ignore our Gemara. Tiferes Yisrael says, that way Tiferes Yisrael is beautiful. We always maximize. Maximum vision of a lawyer is 16 mil, 8 in each direction. And that's where 16 mil came. Now you have to know if that's the case, where does the 32 come from? Where does the 32 come from? Because now if you put him over there, you get Lachar, you have nothing. So that zikha, I mean, the Tiferes Yisrael has to get around that problem. That's what he says of it. Tiferes Yisrael zogt. Shirta zayin mil lefi shehoroye oimed be'emza ve'roye ches mil l'chol tzad, says the Tiferes Yisrael. This is found right here in the Yochin, Ois Yud. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein, again, in his Tshuvas, he says Pashat like that. So even though the Tiferes Yisrael's words are very sensible, and there are makoros that there's a sight distance of 8 mil that a person can identify things, we find in Hilchos Eidos such a halacha. But for some reason, they're ignoring, Rav Moshe and the Tiferes Yisrael are ignoring our Gemara. Rav Moshe brings it like, Mamish Ashrei Yeshu V'Zech. In the Tshuvas, he doesn't even quote, he quotes our Gemara, you know, B'chayri Staf Nun Dalet, and then he brings down the Tiferes Yisrael. It's 8 mil, that's what it is, with the Roya in the middle. It's a palace, that's what he says. So again, I believe that in order to get some clarity here, we have to understand that there's going to be two levels of tzihuv. I think that's the only way to explain the Tiferes Yisrael as well. There's two levels of tzihuv. There's a level tzihuv of 16 mil, and there's a level tzihuv of 8 mil. And they're actually both required. And that's why I'm explaining to you how I think that works. But it's two steps of tzihuv. Two steps of tzihuv. There's a precise precision sight distance where you can have a precise vision, at least in the time of Chazal. They used to see better than those days. They had a further sight distance, as is Muchach, from all the sugyas in Hilchos Eidos, that they were able to see much further than we could see today. They would see Matbeis across the distance. So today, if I held a coin over here, there's no way you could be able to identify it. And they used to be able to do that. So there's one sight distance that's enough to say that they're associated to the Roya. And then there's an Indian of Moine. And Moine means he can mamish identify each animal separately. 1, 2, 3, 4. At that, the Tiferes Yisrael holds, there's only 8 mil. Just like for Eidos, you'd only be able to go 8 mil. To have a positive, it's a different thing if you say, I see behemoths over there, that's one distance. There's another thing if you say there's one and there's two and there's three. Test it out yourself and you'll see. That you could see and heard, you could go on top of a mountain and you could see an Eretz Yisrael, you could see behemoths, but you wouldn't be able to count them. And then as you get closer, you could start identifying them as individual behemoths. So for sure there's a what I'm trying to tell you is, there's definitely a difference between the shear, even though in Asuk it's one big cholent, it's all mixed like a cholent. Clearly, the Metzias is Mechich that it's not that way. There's a shear Moine, which is actually counting, and there's a shear Roya. And it's two different things. L'chayr is two different things. Okay. So let's go a bissel weiter. Okay, now the Gemara really we'll quickly go through this. Gemara just says that, you know, there are other things that could be mafsik for Maiso Behemah, besides for distance. And that the Gemara says that you have the Yaldane. Gemara says, Rameir Emel, Hayaldane mafsik for Maiso Behemah. Omobami Leishonu, Leishon Shem Gesher, Avayeshem Gesher, Geshem itself. So you see that there's a concept of distance, of sight distance. And then there's a concept of, that's what the Gemara wants to say, there's a concept of actually being able to bring them together. Which is part of what I want to bring out here, this is the whole sugya. There's two things. One thing is a sight, and one thing is to actualize, to bring these animals together, to count them, to bring them together, to actually facilitate Maisa Behemah. It's two steps. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. So you see, has to do with being able to bring them together. Two different governments, they're not mitzvahin. You can bring it across, and still says loy mitzvahin. Still not mitzvahin. Says the Gemara, now the Chazanish here by us in Simul Chav Zayin, he doesn't understand why Eretz and Chutzlaretz is even brought down as a similarity. Look at the Divrei HaMaskel here. Thanks to Naftali, we have this here. Afogav de'eva ayaldin de'eretz kanan adifi d'shneim Eretz Yisrael. V'shapa yesh loyma de'b'yesh gesher ein ayaldin mafsik. Chazanish feels that Oretz and Chutz La'aretz is worse than Eivor Hayarden. Because Oretz and Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara is saying it's better. It's you can walk right across. Chazanish is saying it's worse because it's two different countries. Right? So you have to know clearly from the Sugya Dachmash, Chazanish wants to be Deiche. If you look at the Chazanish, he's being Deiche. He says, that's his kasha. L'maisa from the Gemara's mashma that Eretz Yisrael, that by Maisa Behemah, the emphasis is less on it being different territory and more on its accessibility. Chazon Ish is looking at it like a hefsek, like you have in Maseches Peah, Eilu Mafsik and Lepeah. So there, you're being mafsik between this territory and this territory. So Chazon Ish therefore feels that our Gemara, why is our Gemara leaping to Eretz and Chutz La'aretz and saying, surely Eretz and Chutz La'aretz, it's you can just walk right across. Chazon Ish is saying, but it's two countries. So Chazon Ish is looking at the connection by Maaseh Behemah being territorial. But if you look at the Gemara, that it's all practical, that the Chibur by Maaseh Behemah is all practical. Sight, ability to bring. So then the Gemara is totally overlooking the fact that it's two countries. That's the Chazon Ish's problem. Chazon Ish is asking that our Gemara is Ein Tzarech Loima, and that's what he can't answer. He tries to dray. He says, but how could the Gemara say Ein Tzarech Loima? It's a whole different thing. But again, if you look at Maaseh Behemah, that we don't look at the territory. We look at the animals. We're being mitzaref animals. And the tzaref is based on the accessibility of the animals to each other. So then, the Gemara makes sense. Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is invisible as far as Maaseh Behemah is concerned. It's invisible. I mean, other than the fact that you have Maaseh Behemah from Chutz La'aretz, you don't bring as a carbon, there's other issues. But I'm saying, other than that, after tziruf, says the Gemara. No, there's a ribui, says the Gemara. Elom abchir barabe, om rabir chanai taim drame, om akol ha-yardin yigvul oisei lupas keidmo, ha-kosav aso yigvul b'vnei atzim. Fine, the yardin is its own gvul. It's a whole shayla in the Rishonim, if the yardin itself has a din of Eretz Yisrael or not, a menochus, there's a three-way machlikus Rishonim. What's halach of the yardin? But the Gemara is not getting into that here, really. The Gemara is just saying the Yarden has a din of a territory of its own. Elameatos will do the same thing by the Shvatim. They also had Gvulim. They had borders between the Shvatim. So now you're going to tell me if you have a behemah on one side of one Shevet's property and you have a behemah on another Shevet's property, it's going to make a chilik. The Torah Gvul, the Ola Gvul, the Hanami, Shakos, the Gvul, the Asma, Shanios, the Makros, the Steel, the Hamas, the Gvul, who lets you talk Gvul Echri? A Yardenami? The Gemara says, it's Tafkar, it's all Yarden. Okay. All right, so let's try to get some better handle on what's going on here. I'm going to try to limit it. This is a very broad sugi, but I'm going to try to limit it to what I think is most nageya. There's one sugi that I think is important that we go into just to get more clarity, and that's the sugi in Bava Metzia, which we touched on a couple of times, the sugi of Kavatech Min Amnuyim. In Maaseh Behemah, we had halacha, we spoke about this last week also, that once you count an animal for Maaseh Behemah, and that animal was able to be potter for Maaseh Behemah, meaning there was enough inside the corral to complete the counting and to potter it, so that animal that comes out becomes potter. Not chayev Maaseh Behemah anymore. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that now if that animal jumps back in, all the animals in the corral become potter from Maaseh Behemah. Right? So in other words, you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now number 5 jumped back in. Now all the animals inside are potter from Maaseh Behemah now. Because since this number 5 is already potter, number 5 will become potter even if some catastrophe happens and there's an explosion in the corral and there's nothing left. It doesn't make a difference. Number 5 is potter because when you counted it, it was minyan aroi, it was able to be potter. So number 5 is potter. Now number 5 jumped back in. The halacha is there could be 10,000 behemoths inside. They're all potter. Because there's one in there that's potter from Maaseh Behemah.
So, right.
But I don't know, now from now on when I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't know if that one that's potter is going to be amongst those 10. So every 10 has a suffix that maybe that number, that in those numbers is the one that's already potter. And the Mela's potter. Everything's potter. So Toysus asked in Bava Metzia, famous Toysus, Bakal Bechayv. That's Toysus' cash. So Toysus comes here, Bava Metzia.
And Tosfos says like this: Tema. This is the Avovah mit Beis. We bought her beruba. L'chayiv kulu b'maisa. Let them all become chayiv and maisa. That's Tosfos' kash. Tosfos is not happy with this problem. He holds it's a serious problem. And the shita mekubetzes brings. So Tosfos' pashtus is learning that once it's bottle, it's bottle. That's all. It's not even a problem of asir vadei marachmana. Because the way Tosfos would learn is, once this one jumps in, and now it becomes bottle b'loiv, it doesn't exist. It's gone. It's part of the everything else. And now you could count regular, mitam vada you could count regular. That's Tosfos' kash. So the shita mekubetzes in the sugya gives two tirutz. In one teretz, he says that maybe a bal chai is not bottle. He goes through that thing, which is really only the rabbana, the way we paskin. And then the shita brings down from the Rosh a famous vault. The shita mekubetza says, asiri vada yamar achmona. And even if it's going to be bottle, it's still going to be a sofik. That's what the shita says. So Rebbe Chanan Wasserman comes, and he says, I have a major problem. I don't understand this. I don't understand this Rosh. He doesn't fit with his own shita. Because the Rosh himself says in Maseches Chulin that when you have bittul b'roiv, the iser is nepach liyos heter. Which basically means the iser now, not only are you allowed to eat it, because you could assume it comes from the roiv, the iser gets transformed. That means the Rashba says that there's an inyan that when you eat it, don't eat all of them. Right? So if you have 1 in 10, so only eat 9. So each one that you're eating could be mutter, 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 but at the end, if you can eat all 10, then one of them was awesome. The Rosh says in Chulin that the Isser is nepach liyoseta. It's gone. It's gone. The Isser is gone. That's the din. That's the din. The Torah comes and removes the Isser. It's totally gone. So Rebbe Chanan asks, he doesn't understand, so what's the Rosh talking about? Now it's nepach liyoseta. It's gone. That's what he says. I'll get you to Rebbe Chanan. But that's his kasha. He says, I don't understand. So Rebbe Chanan tries to get Dre out of this, but he really is, he's really bothered by it. This is in a different say from Rebbe Chanan. Simon Hay. L'chayra, he says, who bitl b'rov? He says, who din vadai? Din bitl b'rov is a din vadai. It's not a, when you have a taruvus, when you have a mixture, so now the roiv becomes, the roiv wins. And the meat is bottled completely. That's Rebbe Chanan's question. So why is it bottled? That's what he says here. The truth is, when we were learning Bava Metzia, the way I got around this question was I said that really Tosfos' question is a tzorachin. Tosfos' whole question is a tzorachin. Why is Tosfos asking that it should be bittul b'roiv? L'chayra, bittul b'roiv is not shaykh here. Because for simple reason, bittul b'roiv can only, I'm saying even bittul b'roiv totally eradicating the heter. The Isser. Bittul b'roiv, there's two possible hats that bittul b'roiv could wear. One is bittul b'roiv gets rid of something, and one is bittul b'roiv gives you something. These are two different formats. So we've spoken about this in the past, l'gabi bittul b'roiv. The Achroinim established, and it's not just by the Achroinim, it's already muchach like that in the G'dayli Rishayim. The Oinig Yom Tov says it in L'gabi Hilchus Tzitzis, that when you have bittul b'roiv, it doesn't change the mitzias to give it positive dinim. Bittul b'roiv can get rid of the negativity. So if I have a piece of nevela, and the nevela gets mixed up with kosher meat, it's not a nevela anymore. Okay? But it cannot give it a positive din. It can only remove negativity. Okay, it could remove negativity. But it can't create positivity. So the Oinig Yom Tov says, if you have one thread that was made shaloi l'shem tzitzis, right? And that one thread got mixed into 10,000 threads that were made l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Not possible. Because the roiv can't give new things. The roiv could say the iser is ignored. The iser could be ignored. The roiv can't attribute positive halachas. So we had a problem because the Yerushalmi and Pesachim seem to say not like that. If you have a mixture of shmur matzah with non-shmur matzah. So the Yerushalmi seems to say that if roiv is shmur matzah, you could eat it. You could be yotzei Pesach. Fine. I'm not going to go into that now, how I got around that. But that's Yerushalmi's. But the fact remains that this concept of the Oneg Yom Tov, okay, is not a new one. Because we find in the Rishonim, L'mashal, that Heter doesn't become bottle to Isser. Meaning, if you have 10 pounds of Isser and Heter gets mixed in, right? 1 pound of Heter gets mixed in, the Heter doesn't get transformed. You're only now allowed to eat the Heter because it's mixed with the Isser. And that's why you need to have a Kazayas Techtechilus Plasa, you need to have all the conditions. It doesn't change. Okay? If you have a mashu of heter that gets mixed into kazayas of Isser, and now you eat the kazayas, which is made up of 99.9% Isser, okay? 0.1% of heter, the halacha is, even though you're not allowed to eat, obviously it's clearly not allowed to be eaten. It's really Isser. It's ruba de ruba de ruba de. You don't get malchus. Because there's one point. Bittul. Bittul doesn't make it usser. Isser is a positive element. A positive negative element. Right? Bittul Baroiv can't give a positive element. Bittul Baroiv can't create something. Bittul Baroiv could take away something. Can't create something. And therefore, the whole Toisis, above and beyond, this Toisis by us, that seems to say that it should be bottle b'roiv, and what? And now make it chayiv in ma'aser b'emet. That doesn't work. You don't have to come on to the whole thing with asir v'adai v'asir. Well, forget that for a moment. Of course, that's the next step. But step one, Tosfos says, tamo li bottle b'roiv. What do you mean li bottle b'roiv? And what? And make it chayiv in ma'aser b'emet. How does that work? It's really a pillar. Toys doesn't explain himself. Does not explain himself. Oh! Yidl saying. The pshat is that Ma'aser Behema, really, from its inception, there is no animal that's chayiv in Ma'aser Behema. This is what we've been building on. There's no animal that's chayiv in Ma'aser Behema. What there is, every animal has, is a potentiality to become chayiv in ma'aser behemah. That means the counting, the being part of one corral, and the counting is what triggers the chayiv in ma'aser behemah. The ma'aser behemah, it's not inherently ma'aser behemah. It could be inherently, potentially ma'aser behemah. There's no inherent ma'aser behemah. And talk, if we look in Teres Kahanim reads, Teres Kahanim reads like this. Yeh Kodesh, Malamed, Shemaiser Behema, Ba'oimed, Va'aser. Yeh Kodesh, meaning it's not Kodesh already, you have to make it Kodesh. Maiser Behema, the Teres Kahanim says, is something you have to create. It's not like Bechol. And comes the Teres Kahanim and continues. Kishayesh, Asora, Be'edroi, Tzorich, La'aser, Sheyehei Kodesh. Right? One second. Comes the Rambam, and even this Rambam that we had here in Halacha Beis, if you look at the beginning of the parak, the first Rambam, Mi shehoyo lo yasor atloim v'hifrish echad ma'aser, oy lemei v'hifrish asor lo ma'aser, ein lo ma'aser, elo keitzer oise, koi neis kol atloim kol agolam l'dir, v'oise pesach kotem g'day shishnayim yoitzim, umay minim esem mi b'chutz. And then they go out. If you took it out with your hand, it's also not called Ma'aser Behemah. And
Listen to us.
And then he says, he ends, the paint is not ma'akev, you don't have to do the red paint, you know. But he says, Hoyulu minyan asora asora v'kidesh asiri areze ma'isa. Mamish the Torah's kahan. Which means, ma'isa behemah is not inherent. There's an inherent element to the animal that it could be put through a process which could create, which could activate ma'isa behemah. One second. Now, when you have a minyan, horoi, right? All it really is what? It's already been counted. Okay? It's not that it's potter, that some kedusha was removed. There was no kedusha to begin with. Nothing was removed. The only thing you have is, it's already counted. Okay? Now, and therefore, if it's already counted, there's nothing to count again. It can't be part of another counting. So it's not potter because there's an inherent ptur. It doesn't need any inherent ptur. It's just, it can't be a facilitator anymore. Every animal has the ability to facilitate ma'isa behema. Every animal doesn't have ma'isa behema to it. It has an ability to facilitate ma'isa behema. When this animal was counted, it lost the ability to facilitate ma'isa behema. Can't facilitate ma'isa behema. Because it was already counted. So it can't facilitate it. Now, if that counting is bottle, now it's back to it's not chayiv, it's not any more chayiv than it was before. All it is it's not counted. There's a positive element that became bottle. Normally we identify this animal, okay, it's counted. And because it's counted, it can't facilitate ma'isa behemah, right? So it's not any more potter than the guy next to it. It just happens to be. The one next to it can be counted. And by being counted, it will facilitate ma'isa behemah. This one can't be counted because it was already counted. So all I'm really doing is, I'm not triggering a chiv ma'isa behemah. I'm holding way before that. I'm holding way before triggering a chiv ma'isa behemah. I'm holding is counted, not counted. Counted already? Okay, so it's counted. So there's nothing to count anymore. Bottle? Not counted. The bittle is not making it higher than ma'isa behemah. The bittle is just removing the fact that it's counted. Now it could go through the corral. That's Tosis Kasha. Tema! He's not saying it should be higher than ma'isa behemah, it should be potter than ma'isa behemah. He's saying that minion, that counting that you're identifying it as a counted animal, and even the fact that it's potter from ma'isa behemah, is not really a ptur ma'isa behemah. It's just it's counted. There's nothing to count again. You can't count it again. That's all. It's no better than any other behemah. Okay, so now I want to tell you very simple. In order for the cattle, let's go to the Tiferes Yisrael Shita first of all. In order for the cattle to be chayev and ma'isa behemah, there are two things. Number one, they have to all be in the parsha of being able to be counted, being able to be unified. So, if there's no association to a roye, there's no association to a shepherd, that's not an eder from ma'isa behemah. We're talking about eder from ma'isa behemah, what's called a group from ma'isa behemah. Because ma'iser is triggered by a process from a person, in this case we're calling it a roye, but it doesn't have to be a roye, okay? It could be a bilim, it could be whoever is in charge here. Memela, if the animals are scattered in a way that there isn't a person who's associated to any 10 behemoths, so there's no shah, it's not legabi ma'isa behemoth, there's no eder here. There's no eder, period. That's shear one of 16 mil. More than 16 mil, they're not associated to one person. Now, comes the Tiferes Yisrael, and he says, but Lamaisa, it's not just they have to associate the person. There has to also be a possibility of doing a process of moina. There has to be a possibility of moina. And 16 mil is not enough to be a moina. Zogt the Tiferes Yisrael, if you put the Roy in the middle, then you have a minor. So the 16 mil meets both criteria. It meets criteria A, there's an association to a person. Because without an association to a person, there's no process of Maisa Behema Bechlau. That's step one. Then you have step two, you need a minor. He has to, you have to be able to go through the process. Holds the Tiferes Yisrael, that without us looking at the Roya in the middle, it also would not be an Eder for Maisa Behema. You need both elements. You need both elements in order for it to be Chayv and Maisa Behema. Comes Rav. Come, so he can actually do it. Has to be at least Oymed for that. One second. Comes Rav. And Rav says that in order for that to work, so it's not enough to say there's somebody in the middle. Because if there's somebody in the middle, if there's 32 mil, and there's a guy, there's a roya in the middle, what does the roya do? What does the roya do in the middle? It doesn't help you. Because mitzad the eder, you need two things. You need eder, you need minyan. So fine, you have an eder, you have a guy that's associated to all these animals. Yeah? But there's no element of minyan. So the reason why Rav needs the additional cattle is he should be able to have a minor. Oh, so for that you need that from where he's standing, he could be minor as a behemoth. He doesn't need a shear. The bottom line is we're just making them an aider for Maisa Behemoth. In order to make aider Maisa Behemoth, it has to be an association. What's the association? So Tiferes Yisrael is telling us there's two things. One is that the animals are associated to a person. And another is that there's a possibility of making a minor. So Mamela, that's Pshat and Rav. Rav comes and Rav says, since you needed Siru for a minor, it doesn't work. Tiferes Yisrael says a bigger Kiddush. Tiferes Yisrael holds that we look at him in the middle. Fine. So then we have to put him in both middles. But I'm just saying, even without the Tiferes Yisrael, you need a practical ability of minor. And that's why the middle can only be Mitzarif if it also has the element of Minah. And if you look at the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, it doesn't call him Roya, it calls him Minah. Right? Well, the Pasuk that the Gemara brings as a source, Kimeloi Regal Behem Roya, the Gemara brings the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, which talks about it as a Minah, as somebody who's counting. That's the point. That's the Nekudah. So Mamela comes out L'Chaira like this. There are two requirements for Tziruf of Maisa Behemah. One is that the animal should be associated to a person, number one. And number two, that the person should be able to, on some degree, categorize the animals. And if either process is not Shayach, then they're not unified for Maisa Behemah. If they're not unified for Maisa Behemah, it's not called that the mitzvah is L'Fanecho. The whole point here is, once they become mitzvah for a mitzvah, that's the whole chiddush over here. So now you mechuyev to do the mitzvah. That's the whole point. I mean, Rav Eliashiv schwitzes in the Sa'aris over here. How long does the Roya have to be able to see them? Meaning, what happens if they're connected for 2 minutes? The pashtus is mashvetz enough. What does that mean? Once the mitzvah say is here, you have a chiyev to do it. Once the mitzvah say is, but in order for the mitzvah say to be here, has to be both elements are here. They have to be associated to somebody, to a roya. They have to be associated to a roya. And the roya has to be able to be a minor. Because if he can't go through the minor process, so then there's no Kedushas Maisa Behema. What do you mean? That's the whole Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael says, we don't look at him like he's at the end. That was the whole point of Tiferes Yisrael. That even though we have the Meloi Regal Roya, as far as the entire 16 mil, but he's not enough. He can't be minor. That's why he places him in the 8. Remember, that was the whole kasha to begin with. He says he has to be in the center. Ayah Gemara says 16. 16 is the association. But the actual minor, for that you need 8. That's the whole Nafkamin in Halacha. And it will come out according to this that the animals taka need a lawyer. And taka the Minchas Bikurim says that, meaning if there's no lawyer, there's no chiyum ma'aser. If the animals got together within 16 mil, but there was no lawyer, at that time when they were within 16 mil, the taka potter the Minchas Bikurim says. Why? Because ma'aser behem is triggered by a process. And therefore the chiyuv can only be chal if the process is ready to be chal. The chiyuv can't be chal in mamish kol roi labila. If it's not roi labila, it's bila ma'kevas boy. Okay, let's stop here for now. No, the machloek is between Rav and Shmuel.